Blog Talk Radio.
Don't touch this! We're doing something important!
I do what I want!
Singing jazz in a town more suited for country two-step dancing and Americana mandolins has its challenges, even for a seasoned professional. Christine Autumn has performed jazz standards at the Alley Cantina just off Taos Plaza for more than 10 years. She sang regularly at the Taos Inn when they still booked jazz, and when the newly opened Coyote Club added a jazz night to the menu, she picked up that gig as well. But Autumn says it's hard to find musicians willing to do more than play songs out of the American Songbook. Rehearsals are totally out of the question.
No rehearsals. We just show up. If I have a new song, God help me if I got it in the right key or not.
So only having the opportunity to hone skills on stage and to perform only those songs the musicians are comfortable with is a steep challenge for a singer who wants to grow.
I like to play with different genres mixed together, like hip-hop and jazz and drums, you know, that kind of thing. But it doesn't interest them. And it's unfair to ask them to do what's not of them.
Many musicians will say, if a singer wants to grow, the best way is by learning to play an instrument. Singers say they are simply trying to master the one instrument they have been given to play, their voice. Singers add, that's like asking a pianist to learn the oboe before they can play in an ensemble. Elizabeth Jose, a singer who used to alternate Sundays with Autumn at the Alley Cantina, said she decided to quit performing because it was so frustrating. she said that when she lived in a large city, it was easy to find musicians willing to accompany a vocalist and rehearse. And if one of them started to balk, she'd hire another one. Not so in a small town where most are either unfamiliar with the jazz genre or are intimidated by it.
I haven't put an ad in the paper just to take a risk and say who shows up. But I've mentioned it to different musicians, but jazz frightens people. It frightens people. And more than even opera, it just frightens them. I don't know. They say yes and then we never hear from them again, or they don't practice the music.
Besides performing with Dan Listis and Larry Audette, Autumn is an author, artist, and she also teaches at Tiles Middle School.
Jazz frightens people. Jazz frightens people. I asked for years. It hasn't come yet, but I know it will come. I had to be ready, and that means taking a risk. If I have a new song, God help me if I got it in the right key or not. I asked for years. It hasn't come yet, but I know it will come. I had to be ready, and that means taking a risk. Jazz frightens people. A new song, God help me if I got it in the right key or not. Jazz frightens people. Jazz frightens people. I asked for years. It hasn't come yet, but I know it will come. I had to be ready, and that means taking a risk.
Help me somebody.
No rehearsals. We just show up. If I have a new song, God help me if I got it in the right key or not. Jazz frightens people.
Help me somebody.
Jazz frightens people.
The Tiles Solar Music Fest lineup for the two-day event features world-class talent like Rixton, the John Butler Trio, Rodrigo y Gabriela, the Congos, the Wallflowers, and more. The festival will be June 27th and 28th and is staged from Kit Carson Park. It's likely responsible for filling up nearly every room in town, according to founder and promoter Don Richardson. She says it reflects how Taos is turning into a festival destination.
I'm actually thrilled to see all of this, all these new festivals come to town. Here we are standing in Kit Carson Park and we have the Lilac Festival getting started. And it's just fun. I've always thought for so many years that this should be a festival destination. It's nice to see it coming alive that way.
To promote the event, Richardson says she has bought ads in many different states and is concentrating on promoting it in areas where people might be tempted to drive to Taos to hear these bands perform.
I buy Texas, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, obviously. You know, we want to encourage lots of people in New Mexico don't know that we exist. And so I do a lot of Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Alamogordo and all over like that. Several national things.
Richardson and her festival partner, Daniel Sherman, have support from town government to put it on. Besides Solarfest, Richardson and Sherman have worked with the town recently to bring two huge concerts to Taos. Mumford & Sons and Congo's performances boosted the local economy in a big way, Richardson says. The cost of putting on a festival of this size is estimated at $400,000. That makes the $5,000 the Solarfest gets from the town's larger tax kitty just a drop in the bucket. But Richardson says she's grateful for the support they're getting.
They're being very supportive. This new mayor, Dan Baroni, Rick Bayless, they kind of get what events can do.
This year, there will be only online ticket sales. There will also be sales at the door. For details, visit solarmusicfest.com. Tournaments for New Mexico District 4 will take place in July at Kit Carson Park. Taos last hosted the District 4 Championship Games 4 years ago, and Taos Little League volunteer Miranda Quintana says then the event brought in $250,000 in gross receipts tax money.
It could have been 4 years ago that we hosted the last state tournament here. At that time, we had 9 teams from around the state, and we brought in $252,000 in just gross receipts tax from that week-long event.
Jim Fambro, who also volunteers for Taos Little League, explains how the district and hosting is divided up.
New Mexico is divided into 10 districts, and District 4 is basically Espanola North, pretty much all the way across, and it rotates around through different communities. They've got to do certain things, get certain safety plans, and do stuff. It's just not an automatic given, you get it.
Fambro says he worked with the league to fix a few things, and now hosting the District 4 tournament is a direct result of the board making those repairs.
You know, we've got a lot of rooms booked. There's going to be a lot of people eating in restaurants and stuff, and we just hope everybody has a great time.
Fambro retired this month from Taos Volunteer Fire Department after 35 years of service, and he is currently a Taos County Commissioner. He said at recent commission meetings, the county has to strike a balance between large and small events when it comes to deciding who gets funding help. Fambro adds that he believes bigger events with more promotion are likely to give the county more bang for the taxpayer buck. Hosting Little League District 4 tournaments with their potential for regional tourism dollars makes this a real accomplishment for Taos this summer, Fambro says.